Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Smithsonian Magazine program, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. My name is Chuck Berry. I'm your Sun Sounds volunteer reader. I've finished with the current print magazine of the Smithsonian, so I'm going to turn to the Smithsonian online edition for these articles. I hope you enjoy the program. We'll begin with this article, Scientists Found Sticky Goo Inside a 2,500-Year-Old Jar. 70 years later, they finally know what it is. It's by Sarah Kuta, a Daily correspondent. In 1954, archaeologists discovered a 2,500-year-old underground shrine in southern Italy. Inside, they found 8 bronze pots filled with a mysterious orangish-brown sticky residue. Now they finally know what was stored inside the jars all those years ago. Honey, likely in the form of honeycomb. Researchers used a variety of modern techniques to analyze the contents, with the results all pointing toward the sweet, golden-colored liquid produced by bees. They reported their findings July 30th in the Journal of the American Chemical Society. The shrine is located in the ancient city of Paestum, roughly 40 miles south of Pompeii. Between the 1950s and the 1980s, several teams of researchers conducted various experiments on the contents of one of the jars. They initially suspected the pots contained honey, but their testing suggested otherwise. They eventually concluded the jars held animal or vegetable fat that had been contaminated by pollen and insect parts. More recently, when the jar came to the University of Oxford's Ashmolean Museum for a 2019 exhibition, scientists decided to reinvestigate the goo. They used multiple different methods to understand the substance's chemical makeup, then compared those results to samples of modern honey and honeycomb from Greece and Italy. The application of multiple analytical techniques was key to the success of this study, says co-author James McCullough, a chemist at the University of Oxford, in a statement. By applying several mass spectrometry and spectroscopic approaches, we were able to reveal a comprehensive picture of the residue's molecular composition, enabling us to distinguish between contaminants, degradation products, and original biomarkers. Their experiments reveal that the residue contained a mix of acids and degraded sugars. The scientists detected glucose and fructose, which are the primary sugars found in honey. The smoking gun for honey was finding sugars right in the heart of the residue, says lead author Luciana Di Costa Carvalho, also a chemist at the University of Oxford, to New Scientist James Woodford. Testing also revealed the presence of royal jelly, a milky protein secreted by honeybees, as well as peptides from the relative of a parasite mite that feeds on honeybees' larvae. Based on what they now know,